This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you. Brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache, the businessman sprayer. That's what an Apache is. That's right, a businessman sprayer. You don't mess around with that, baby. It's, rugged. It's got a lot of design features that are really incredible, but it's also got some great resale value. So it's a businessman sprayer in that sense, too, that it just holds its value. It really does. That power to climb the toughest grades, get you through the unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening, and that leading five-year driveline warranty that everybody... It's industry-leading. Everybody raves about it. Good stuff. They're across the road from Bonanza in Mandan on Eastside Court. They're also exit 60 south of Fargo I-29 in Frontier. And online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Welcome back to the program. More time for you to tell me what I should ask of the White House today. I'll be in the White House press briefing with Sean Spicer today. Just found out late, 6-7 o'clock last night, an email from the White House saying, would you be available between these times? Yes was my answer, and then they said, here's what we'd like you to do, participate in this White House briefing. They have, and I love this about this White House, they have been including people from what most of the swamp in Washington, D.C. considers a flyover country. So anyway, my question to you as a result of that invite is, what should I ask on your behalf? I want to know. Congressman Kevin Cramer tomorrow, by the way. Don't forget, Friday, we're live at Hawk Museum. Really looking forward to that. We'll tell you more about that later this hour. We're going to talk with Dan Slabaugh and Carly Held. They'll join us from the Hawk Museum to talk about what we're going to be doing on Friday there. Thanks to Envision Co-op. Appreciate their sponsorship very much. Merchants Bank Rugby. Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union Oil Company out of Devil's Lake, North Central Grain and Bisbee, Bremer Bank and Rugby, all for helping to make our broadcast possible up there as well. Really looking forward to that. Should be a great time. So here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Local number, Tonda, the Radio God Mitchell Hotline, we'll call this, 258-0550, 258-0550. The lean, mean fighting machine that he's become, Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, 258-0550.
Down 104 and a quarter.
You're amazing us all, and we're very grateful.
Feels good.
Yeah, I'll bet it does.
Should have done energy, that years ago.
You get more energy, sleep better, all those things, I'll bet.
Yeah. Thanks to my pillow.
Exactly. I did this a long time ago, and I did something called Nutrisystem. Do you remember Nutrisystem? And
yeah, I remember that.
I did it on the radio. This would have been, oh, gosh, I don't know, 90s, I guess, and lost a bunch of weight eating their food and then stopped eating their food and gained, whatever. I think I lost 100 originally, and then by the time I was done, I'd gained 125 back. So I was plus 25 out of the deal, not a good deal. And then about 2005, I said, I just not going to do this. Kids are getting older, and you start worrying about things. And so I did the gastric bypass. So that seems like an eternity ago. And really, it's only, 12 years ago. Anyway, those battles are no fun. But when you get to the finish line, they're pretty darn cool. They certainly are. Okay, so you can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. to talk about anything you'd like to talk about. We're asking a question of what you would like us to ask the White House because we're participating in the briefing with Sean Spicer later today, but it could be anything. Ask me about Hawk Farm. More importantly, tell me about what's going on in your world, including our farmers and ranchers who are starting to battle. I'd love for a little perspective to emerge because there's not a farmer or rancher within the sound of my voice that hasn't about seen it all. So to the extent you're seeing conditions this dry, this early, what does it compare to? Let us know on what's on your mind. Dennis in Montana is first to go this hour. Hello, Dennis. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling. I guess if I was going to be talking to Sean Spicer, I would ask the Senate why they why I never hear them including the tort reform in the conversation. I think it's got to be one of the leading drivers in health care costs. I think there's other ways to regulate, you know, when a doctor makes a mistake or, you know, I mean, they should go before the American Medical Association or something and have that reviewed. I just think that the attorney cost in health care has got to be one of the biggest drivers, and we're not ever going to get it under control until we address it.
And all we've ever done in this debate is talk about it. Now, I happen to believe lawyers have so much power with their lobby that it rarely gets off the dime. It has been at least promised to be included, I think, in phase two or phase three. And it's, I guess, a question we could ask Congressman Kramer. But I don't want talk. I'm with you, Dennis. I would say, you know, what will the president do to take his support of tort reform, which he's already said he's for, to the next level so that it is included in the final version of whatever comes out of the Congress for health care and demonstrate it to the American people what it costs them? Because they'll be on board. They'll be right there with you. What do you think he'd say? How would he answer our question there, Dennis?
Oh, I guess it would be very difficult to answer because I never hear it discussed on any of the cable news channels. It's something that I think they're afraid of. I mean, the trial lawyers, you know, they're such a big part of you know, giving money to these politicians and organizations and news media that I don't think anybody's going to have the political will to take them on.
So, you know, that's an example. You're calling from Montana of an issue that, you know, is off the radar of Washington, D.C.'s press corps, White House media corps. They don't think about it ever. I mean, they get down into the minutia of, you know, what the congressional calendar looks like on when they're going to vote on it or whether or not, you know, the House version has any chance of passing in the Senate or all the stupid stuff, you know, really that. And here's a good opportunity to remind folks in the fake news, the media locally, instead of fake news, try some real news. Here's somebody calling from Montana saying, this is important to me in healthcare. Why didn't you write about that? Do some investigations about how many high-profile lawsuits have happened in the area of, you know, medical malpractice or whatever, what it's cost. Do some math on the impact and on insurance companies. Ask them what their line item is on, you know, there's a lot of different angles that are actual news, that are stories there that ought to be written about. Instead, they're writing about, oh, guess what? We heard from Senator Heidi Heitkamp's office that this person is going to be really harmed if the House bill becomes law. You know, it's woulda, shoulda, coulda, if, ands, and buts, you know, and it's ridiculous. But it's a good suggestion, Dennis. A good reminder. Pardon me?
I said you're doing a great job. Keep it up.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. You are as well by contributing in the program. You're the one doing a really good job. Texter's here. How does the president get rid of the lobbyists? They make policy. They give the money and they spend it. Well, you know, there is a swamp in Washington, D.C. that the president's trying to wrestle, and certainly lobbyists are part of that. So he's taking on that effort. Drain the swamp. That's what he talks about. And so you know how that works is if I'm building, I don't know, I'll just say a railroad. Most of those are built, but I'm building a railroad, okay? I really need a railroad to go from A until Z, and I need the permitting and everything else, okay? Now, if I own that railroad, I can get myself to Washington, D.C. and ask for a meeting and send emails and letters and ask for everything. And or and I can hire people to do that for a living. Now, the trick on hiring somebody that does it for a living, if you're paying me $500 an hour to fight for your railroad and get it built, where's my incentive in having that take as long as humanly possible? Because the longer it takes, the more $500 hour bills I send you. So where the president could most help is, number one, give power to the people. Let that owner of the railroad come right to you. He wants to get it done quick. He informs you of the progress, you do it. You cut out that middleman. And that's why that swamp fights. They like all the process. They like, no, you got to talk to this person who then talks to that person who then talks to that person. They really do. This is the stuff that should be written about. But instead, they obsess over the inane. Because they're in the swamp. Mike, take a watch. Here's more coming up. 258-0550. Make that call now.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summertime is here. That means a trip to hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will make every day better for you. Vince Webker's with us. And, Vince, these splash pools are hot right now. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been carrying them, Scott, since 1997. They first came to the United States from Italy in 86, where they're produced in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the world's only above-ground pool that's used commercially all over the world. They're that good. The great thing for you, the homeowner, is it will last forever. It's easy to set up because it's easy to set up. If you ever move, you can take it with you. You can sell it. So it turns into an excellent resale value, and almost every single person who's bought a splash pool over the last 20 years absolutely says it's the best thing we've ever done.
That sounds like the ticket, folks. And I tell you what, summer will be better. Every day will be better with a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Or find them online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One call does it all. It's all we ask, folks. Love it when you participate in this program. And the Delta Constructors is a one call does it all, get it done kind of place. My friend Eric over there and the entire team from Delta have descended on North Dakota these last number of years from Alaska, and they come with enormous experience on the well site, so they do it all. They are contracting every day with more and more of the oil companies doing business in North Dakota to handle their business at the well site turnkey. All right, the works, wells, you know, the well site flow lines, the set the pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, E&I services, electrical instrumentation, they do it, temporary flaring services, they do it all. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it also. Call them first. I'll give you Eric's cell phone number. 406-250-8151. 406-8151. They're the experts. Kind of like our listeners. Our listeners are experts, too. We had a call the other day about the whole debate over the Paris Climate Accord, sharing some stats that don't make it into the fake news, but you hear them on What's on Your Mind. Listen.
Camburn in Crystal, what's on your mind, Camburn?
You have to use physics, and there is no question that CO2 is a radiative gas. As far as a pollutant, it is not at the levels, historically, to be considered a pollutant at 404 parts per million by volume. The result so far of the increased CO2 has been a 14.7% increase in the greenness of the planet as observed by satellite. The Paris Accord was an extremely lousy deal for the United States of America. The total effect on temperatures long-term using models is 0.3 degrees Celsius, which is within the error bars of the margins of measurement. So Mr. Trump getting out was a very important thing to do for the United States. But man does affect the climate. There is no question about that unless you actually don't believe scientific measurements. The long-term implications are positive versus negative.
Isn't that interesting? Very good stuff. Appreciate the call, and appreciate all of you calling and contributing. You have a lot to contribute. Don't ever think you don't. That's why we love having you join us on the program. The Delta Constructors, one call, does it all, call of the day. Remember to call them first at 406-250-8151. All right. Dan in Grand Forks, on the question of tort reform. Good comments earlier. Anything you want to add to that before we let you go, Dan?
Well, so I, the tort reform thing wasn't quite what I was wondering about. The question I've had, Scott, that no one seems to talk about is on the health care bill, they talk about repeal and replace. What would be the consequence of just repealing and not replacing? I don't understand why we're so married to the replace concept. If we got rid of it, I understand there'd be some holes, but wouldn't there be pressure on these guys, including Democrats, to try to get something fixed and then maybe they could work together on something at that point?
Yeah, I think it's a, you know, as soon as they do that, which of course is what they voted on, remember when there was a, when President Obama was in, Republican Congress voting
times.
On, yeah, seven times, exactly as we had asked for as their constituents. And then it was, oh, see, they're just, they don't care about health care. They just want not to have any health care plan. They just get rid of it all. Evil, awful, terrible people. And so they say, okay, well, we better come up with a plan that what we're going to do. So we'll repeal it and then we'll replace it. They pass that. And I hear you because you know, I don't know whether any Democrats would come along, but they're not going to come along on repeal, period. They may come along on replace.
But the thing about that, Scott, is we don't need them to come along on repeal. We can repeal it and let the chips fall where they may. And maybe, you know, through the action, we might actually get back to a free market healthcare system as opposed to trying to intervene with the government. And your point about that, you know, there's going to be a lot of charges against Republicans about how mean and terrible they are. Well, if that's the standard by which we govern ourselves, we'll never get anything done because
it doesn't matter
what we'll do, they'll call us that.
I agree. The point is you got to get rid of Obamacare. It's bad news. And you need to put a better plan in place. What's the best way to do that? They've chosen repeal and replace. You're saying if they just repeal and then get everybody in a room and say, okay, how you want to replace this, you might get more buy-in and a better product going forward. It's a good question. I don't know. I know they weighed that. I don't know why they did what they did. We'll ask Congressman Kevin Cramer.
I'd love you to corner Congressman Cramer and just ask, why does it have to be replaced? Why can't they just repeal it like they've already done seven times when it was politically expedient?
We will do it for you, Dan. Be listening Thanks. Tomorrow. He'll be on in the 10 o'clock hour tomorrow, the second hour of the program, okay? Can't say 10 o'clock when we're at a different time. Mountain, and, of course, we played in the evening. So, second hour of the program. Oh, my gosh, if we got text here. Please ask Scott to ask Trump and Governor Burgum to have these manufacturers coming back to the USA to build factories with living quarters, mental health, and addiction services on site. Then the people in need will have a stable place to live and work. Their wage can go to their room and board and services as well as any restitution. Keep them out of prison, off taxpayer tabs, and we'll keep illegals out if our unhirable can be hired. All right? So, think what they're implying in the text is get folks to build here, and the workforce is basically, instead of being in prison, at work, and they're getting help. Okay, what do you think of that? We need Trump to keep tweeting. We get the truth that way, and it drives the biased media crazy, and that's a good thing. President Trump knows the power he has over the media now and speaks directly to the people. Hear tweets, whether it's right or wrong. You want them. The devil wins when the tweets stop, says another. Tell President Trump to stay the course, please. Not getting a sense that many of you subscribe to the swamp theory. Heidi Heitkamp, NBC, ABC, CBS, Washington Post, New York Times, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer viewpoint. Al Franken for our Minnesota listeners. Hi, Scott Hanna needs to ask Spicer if it would not be wiser to just have one press conference per week instead of one every day. And then ask him where Sarah is. Ha. But also tell Spicer to tell Trump to, in his words, to kofefi, Arabic for I stand up. It's not actually. It's that typo that Trump used in a tweet not long ago. To keep standing up to corruption and power with honesty and common sense. Another texter. Keep on tweeting. Just because the fake news can't control the narrative anymore doesn't mean we give in. And who cares what Kellyanne's husband thinks? Well, he was an attorney who was nominated for a position in the Trump administration, so he's not just a nothing burger, right? The guy has some expertise, but I probably trying to curry favor with the other lawyers. I don't know. Have Spicer talk about what is the White House's main objective in the wake of all the current events? Low commodity prices, immigration, healthcare, terrorism. What does the Oval Office wish to accomplish in the next quarter? President Trump's been pulled into the mud by the media. Now he's just playing their game. He's outsmarted them at their own game. Who can't see that strategy? I don't think they can. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this, is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing, and it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hey friends, Scott Hammond here with you. Todd, the radio guy too. This is What's On Your Mind. We ask because we want to know. It's the name of the show. That's how important it is to us. 2580550. Friday, I'm heading up to Wolford, North Dakota. I'll be at the Hawk Museum. A friend of mine by the name of Harold Niemeyer is actually someone that tipped me off to the Hawk Museum. Didn't know it existed. And everybody I talk to about it says, you can't even believe this place. It's a little hidden jewel. It's just unbelievable. You need to go. You need to go. You got to see it. So I thought, well, if I do, I got to tell the folks about it. So we have been, and they have the 28th Annual Antique Farm Show coming up there on Friday. So I'll tell you more about that in just a moment after I tell you that since 1908, think about that, 1908, over 100 years now, H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck but all across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. In fact, they are a Link service contractor, so they provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to buildings and to business owners throughout the region. You've probably been in one because there's north of 600 buildings all throughout the Northern Plains, where they're maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems. And about every one of those folks would tell you it saved them money, a lot of money. And these are big-time businesses. So it can help you, too. Look, costs are rising, right? We know that. It's a challenging time, and what a unique opportunity to save money. Call them today. Bismarck or Fargo locations are actually all throughout North Dakota, but the main numbers there will get you. H.A. Thompson & Sons. 800-238-5462 or online at hatandsons.com. All right. Let me get a call in here from Brandon in Aberdeen, South Dakota, because he wanted to comment about the Montana caller or the Grand Forks caller. I forget which. But go ahead, Brandon. It was on health care. I know that. Go ahead. You're up.
Thank you. I want to say I love your show. I'm sorry I'm not very articulate, but I'll do my best here. The last caller that you had on the air was spot on with what he said about the repeal and replace thing. You know, all the last several years, the Republicans have been saying, you know, give us the House, we'll shut Obamacare down. Then they wanted the Senate, given that, they said, you know, give us the White House, we'll repeal it. Well, it wasn't until after the election, you know, and the Democrats kept saying, no, you won't. After the last election, when the Democrats lost, and before the new Congress was seated, that's when basically the Democrats, you know, saw, hey, they really can't do this now. And that's when Chuck Schumer's idea to throw the word replace onto it. They said, okay, well, if you're going to repeal it, because they knew that the Republicans now could, they said, well, you're going to have to replace it with something else. And he's dead on. It takes, you know, 51 votes to repeal it, but it's going to take 60 votes to replace it. And that was just, you know, the Democrats' very cunning way of getting their hands, you know, back on the
the replace in there, and that way it would take 60 votes to, you know, to get, when you tie replacing it into the repeal portion, then it takes 60 votes, and the Democrats now have control again. And that's it's really as simple as that.
Brandon, I don't know for a minute why you think that was anything other than completely articulate and very well expressed. So good job, number one. Call again, and we will add that on to our question for Congressman Kramer tomorrow on the program and have a conversation about this, okay? Two things already on my list for Congressman Kramer. One, what he's getting in the way of data and the severity of the I don't want to use the word drought yet, but it's certainly very dry in the good parts of North Dakota. Then also those questions on repeal and replace and where that's at. He'll be with us tomorrow. Sean in Bismarck, Marlene in Grand Forks, hang tight. I'm going to go to my friends in Wolford and get an update on what's happening as we get set for Friday. Hawk Museum President Dan Slaybaugh is here, and he is co-manager as well of the 28th Annual Antique Farm Show, along with Carly Hill, who are both with us to talk about the Hawk Museum event that will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And Dan and Carly, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hi, Scott. We're doing well.
Yeah, lots going on around at the museum here.
We're days away, so I would imagine there is, Carly. Looking forward to hearing about it. By the way, we will be there broadcasting live on Friday morning. And our broadcast is brought to you by Envision Co-op, Merchants Bank, Rugby, Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union, Oil Company, Devil's Lake, North Central Grain, Bisbee, and Bremer Bank of Rugby. Really appreciate those folks helping make this happen, because I know a lot of people consider the Hawk Museum a crown little jewel, and we got to see it. So, Carly, I want you to tell me about the show in a minute, but Dan, if you wouldn't mind, start. How did this come to be? How is the Hawk Museum, what it is?
Well, Dale and Martha Hawk, they had a farm here in rural Wolford, and they both enjoyed just collecting old equipment and restoring it. And through the years, of course, their collection just continued to grow. And in time, people started to recognize he had a lot of things here that were unique. And so in the late 80s, there was they organized the Hawk Foundation and started the museum here, and it's been a continued just growing thing here with continuing restoring and tractors and some very unique equipment here, some of which are one of a kind in the world, actually. So we have a whole lineup of farm equipment, and from large steamers to small equipment, we have a lot of things for people to enjoy.
That is really neat. And this show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is just packed with all kinds of family fun and really neat events. Carly, what will folks find if they come out?
Well, we have parades daily. They're at 4 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. This year we have tons of kids' activities. I don't want to give too much away, so I'll only name a few. We have a corn sheller and a pedal tractor pull. We'll have some gunny sack races and a scavenger hunt, and there's tons more, but I want some of them to be a surprise. We also have some ladies' activities. We'll have butter making and a sourdough demonstration, and some other events kind of going on with that. We have a variety show on Friday night, and Saturday night is a dance. We have threshing at 10, sawing is at 1:30, and the blacksmith, they're here every year, and they do a great job. And, of course, we're going to add plowing to the schedule this year. That's in the evening, kind of close out the day. And so tons of stuff, something for everybody.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And, obviously, for 28 years, it keeps going. How is that possible, Dan? How is this lived on all these years? That's pretty unusual to have things go as long as that in the way of a little event like this. Pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very privileged. When Dale and Martha left to us 5 quarters of land to go along with this museum, which of course is provides a lot of financial help to keep it going, and along with support of I mean, it's volunteer, a lot of volunteer help, but it's, I mean, in the past week, I mean, there's often 6-10 people here working, just doing things, just helping out. So it's been just a community thing, and it's just something we enjoy doing. And we have a lot of older people, which, you know, they're retired, that enjoy old equipment. So we have a shop here, which often we have a project. So we got a project shed, which is, I don't know, literally, I don't know if there'd be 150 to 100 tractors ready to be restored, of old tractors. So they get pulled in and do a project, and people just come in and help out on it, and we put it with our collection. So it's just a everybody cooperating together to help it work, and it's been good.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the farm show at the Hawk Museum this weekend, and it is 4 miles east and 3 miles north of Wolford, or some would say the middle of nowhere, but I'd say the right smack dab in the middle of everywhere that matters. For granted, this is fantastic. So I'm really looking forward to being there. There is more details at hawkmuseum.org, so you can get the whole schedule on the craft show and flea market and parades and tractor contest and Friday night variety show, Saturday night dance, Pioneer Women activities, a lot going on. Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Carly?
Well, thank you for tuning in, first of all. And we are super excited for the 28th Annual Farm Show, and we hope to see lots of familiar faces and lots of new faces. We want tons of people here. Yeah, it's going to be a great show.
Sounds good. How about you? You want to tell us anything else, Dan?
Well, one thing I just would like to mention, we are going to have a People's Choice Award this year. So people that want to bring their collector tractors, owners of tractors that they've restored themselves, they're more than welcome to bring them, and there'll be a People's Choice Award for the tractor that people choose of that they like the best out of those tractors. I think there's actually three prizes given. So they're welcome to come, and then they'll join. We have the three parades, so they can join in with the parade, and there'll be hundreds of tractors going through the parade, and collector cars. Make mention of that also. We have a lot of old classic cars also in our collection. So it isn't just tractors. So people are welcome to bring their cars too and drive them through the parade. So there's something here for everyone.
Fantastic. Really, really looking forward to it. And we'll see you there on Friday. And maybe I'll borrow my son's John Deere 44 LA. Haul that baby up there if he'll let me. He'd probably make me take out extra special insurance if I'm messing with one of his prized positions there. But thank you both. Good to chat with you, and look forward to seeing you on Friday.
Likewise here, Scott. We'll be looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's great. And Carly, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Let me tell you, that's pretty darn awesome. That is really awesome. I have a 20-year-old that loves tractors at home, and if the younger generations are not involved in events like this, they don't last. So it's always great to know there's youngsters that are participating and keeping these things going. They have the same thing going why is the name escaping me now? The one they have in Western Minnesota, the steam thrashers every year. Mm-hmm. Rolog. Yeah, out of Rolog for a lot of years.
Rolog.
Got a good little committee going of youngsters as well. Thank you both. Appreciate the time. We'll see you Friday, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
And again, you've had our thanks again to Envision Co-op out of Rugby, to Steve and his team there. Appreciate them sponsoring our trip up there, along with Merchants Bank Rugby, Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union Oil Company out of Devil's Lake, the co-op there at Farmers Union, North Central Grain, Bisbee, and Bremer Bank Run. More after this. Sean, Marlene. After
the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have affordable part credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves.
always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
West Fargo. You know, Trump is, I don't think Trump's hurting himself at all. Losing some supporters, obviously. You are right about that, Scott. What's refreshing is Trump is reminding with every tweet that he's just a normal, average, everyday human being.
Average, everyday human being like? Didn't get all of what he said there, but I get the gist of it, and I think you're exactly right. That's one of the reasons there's a connection there. There's no doubt about it. Not everybody agrees that it is a help to him, however. Some folks have emailed, texted, saved the comments on that here today, and don't know that we're going to solve that one today. I have a unique honor today. I haven't, I've been in the White House. I've interviewed folks there at the White House on a number of occasions. I've been in the Oval Office on two occasions and sat down in a private closed-door meeting with the President of the United States, both of them George W. Bush. And it was hard to even comprehend what was happening. But today, I get a chance to ask a question of Sean Spicer in the White House briefing. And that'll be a first. To their credit, this White House, again, going back to average everyday people, your comment, Bruce in West Fargo. That's how they operate. They don't think the only people that belong in those seats asking questions of the president's spokesperson are people that work for the New York Times or the Washington Post or CBS, ABC, because there are other people worthy of asking questions as well in the media. So get a chance to do that. A lot of good questions today. I'm going to have to put them all in the hopper and just decide where exactly we want to go. But I appreciate all the suggestions we've gotten today for sure. A few more to get in here in the short time we have left. So let's go quick to Sean in Bismarck. What's on your mind?
Well, the guy earlier started a little bit of a wildfire by the real repeal and replace thing. And he's on a point. That's the way I felt about this for quite a while. We've automatically assumed, or at least those in the swamp have assumed, that we have to replace something bad with something just as bad or probably worse. And what makes it that way is government involvement. Yeah. The other thing, though, that along the same vein, I think we need to start asking the question of, we were asked during the Obamacare debate at the beginning to accept this fact that insuring everybody is going to prevent them from just showing up at the ER and driving healthcare costs up that way. I don't think we've seen any proof that that has occurred.
No, quite the opposite, Sean. Here's what we've seen. We've seen, especially with the release valve of the penalty, people say, I don't want insurance. So I don't know why we don't bake that into the cake. All the arguments about health insurance reform have been about X amount of million people are without insurance because they choose not to have it. And, okay, we're going to have a plan where they can go in, but they can opt out and take the penalty, and they did. And then the pools don't work, right? Then the pool goes upside down. Don't have time to finish this out today, but I think it's a conversation we need to keep having. Congressman Kramer here tomorrow, and we're definitely going to raise that question, so please call back. Marlene Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm sorry, Sean. I don't have a question for Sean, but I have a real-life event that just happened to my granddaughter, who is going to have her bachelor's degree in cyber technology this fall. And she just received a call from the Houston Sheriff's Department regarding her Social Security number. And so she wanted to make sure it wasn't a hoax. So she just called a Houston Sheriff's Department direct and asked them about it. And they said, yes, they have a man here that has her Social Security number and hundreds of others, Scott, hundreds of others. And he was checking to make sure hers was on the list and whatever. Where are they getting all these Social Security numbers, and what the hell are they going to do with them except give them to the illegals that are coming across the border? I'm really ticked off about this. I mean, when it's your own family, you know?
I would be too. You know what else? If somebody's messing around with the sickening, awful, evil child pornography, we have a way of nabbing them. I don't know why we don't have the same system to nab them when they're stealing Social Security numbers or planning a San Bernardino or whatever. I mean, that's an area where we got to go. Good points. Thanks. Call again, Marlene. Brenda in York, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. I just wanted to, that last lady, I think I was in Minot yesterday, and I think I overheard in a store the same thing happening about another lady's Social Security. So that just popped in my head. But I am excited that you are coming to the Hawk Museum. I just heard Dan Slabaugh talking. I first have to give the board there at the museum kudos for what they've been doing to keep that place going. One thing you can ask about when you get up there is the Hackney Plow. I know Dan has so much stuff there that he couldn't narrow it down, but that's one thing that sticks in my head. And I'm only like 10 miles from the museum, so I'm hoping to come up and maybe see you on Friday.
Please do. I'm going to stay there through lunch for sure on Friday.
Yeah, they've had some good lunch there, so there you go.
You don't have to ask me twice for that.
I listened to you on the way to Minot yesterday, and I love listening to your show, and I was going to call you in yesterday and tell you I'm glad to hear you're coming. So enjoy yourself. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, I'm looking for that plow. Thanks so much, Brenda. I appreciate it very much. We're going to save the best for last today. It is D-Day. It is D-Day. One of our texters says, respect to our veterans on the anniversary of D-Day. Boy, amen. Normandy landing. The landing operations Tuesday, June 6, 1944, of the Allied invasion of Normandy in Operation Overload during World War II. One of the toughest. many of our greatest generation did not come home with their friends and comrades because of that bravery running into those bullets. God bless them. God bless them on D-Day. See you tomorrow. Full report on the White House press briefing. Thanks.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.